Me live in studio this morning is Michael Horn. He is with the Guiding Star Strategy Group, and they're getting ready for their Agricultural Leadership of Star Valley discussion panel this Thursday at the Afton Ford Theater. Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good. Thanks for having me back again, Duke.
You betcha. Appreciate you stopping by to update us on how things are going with the Guiding Star Strategy Group. But for those that maybe missed the first conversation we had, or the last two, I can't even remember now, but for those that maybe are hearing about this for the first time, let's start from ground zero. What is Guiding Star Strategy Group?
Excellent. So Guiding Star Strategy Group is a youth entrepreneur program here in Star Valley. The amazing thing is what originally started out as a youth concept has now kind of moved into an all-inclusive concept. In addition to our 14 young people that are participating in the program, we also have parents involved. So it's been really great to have that interaction and engagement and have the parental support actually right there in class and with the activities that we're doing. It's pretty cool.
Tell us about some of the activities that you have been doing on a regular basis leading up to this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do an hour and a half in person and live stream class every week. And within that, I'm building out content to teach foundational principles of leadership, both within business and community leadership. We're bringing in special guests. We've had Jody Shumway from Shumway Farms. We've had a few others, Juan from Juan's House of Tacos, Sarah Hale came in. She was amazing. So we've had these community leaders who have come in, brought inspiration, brought some of their experience to the table. So we're learning through them. One of the projects, the main projects that we're working on in the foundation course is kind of bringing together and teaching collaborative effort and interdependency with what we're calling Project Arrowhead. So some people might be familiar with the concept of the paperclip challenge. You can look it up on YouTube, where many people have taken a paperclip and been able to trade it up in value to houses and cars and just amazing things. So I had the inspiration to actually do a Project Arrowhead challenge, which I had some Native American arrowhead artifacts from the Hohokam tribe in Phoenix. And so we started out with something that I thought was priceless, right? You can't sell that for monetary value, but you can definitely trade it. And so we divided up in teams. We had a couple of the moms that are participating in our group be team captains, and they are just coming up with some amazing, innovative marketing and videos and just amazing content. And so far, I mean, I think both teams are well over like $1,000 in value.
Wow.
Of what they've traded up to.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So it's real hands-on, real-life kind of experience. And tell us who this is for. You mentioned it started as a youth opportunity, but it's become more encompassing to that. So who can get involved and how do they get involved?
So right now we'll be finishing up. We're 11 weeks into a 16-week course, the foundation course, and then we have two courses after that. The next foundation course will probably start again next year, February or March, like we did with this one. The idea is to try and get the whole three-course platform completed within a 12-month cycle, giving them enough time in between the courses to kind of rest. And
sure,
16 weeks commitment is a lot. And aside from spring break, we did take spring break off last week. Everybody's been there. They've been present. So I think next time we run through, we're going to open it up to everybody. I think we'll make it all inclusive. And we really want to focus on the young people. We really want to empower them. We really want to help them find their leadership skills. Me being a part of the Star Valley Arts Council and the Salt River Arts Society, I'd love to see more of a community youth committee, something like that, where they can get more engaged and involved in some of the things that are going on within Star Valley.
Absolutely. Speaking with Michael Horn and the Guiding Star Strategy Group. So, Michael, let's talk more about this Thursday event. It's the Agriculture Leadership of Star Valley. It's a live stream discussion panel. You've done similar panels to this before. What's the purpose here and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we want to set the example, within the course and within the group of leadership and bringing leadership and collaborative effort together. So we're rolling off the success of our women's leadership panel in Star Valley, which was amazing. Just want to thank all of them, the guests that we had. It was our first run at this and it was my first run at facilitating something like that. So there was a lot of things that we learned and we're taking away from that. And we're moving that into this agriculture panel. In my opinion, the natural resources of Star Valley are one of the most significant and important things that we really need to protect and preserve, and we need to empower our young people to find the value in that, in addition to just educating our community as a whole on why it's important to support the agriculture efforts here in Star Valley.
So tell us who you have on this panel, some great leaders in the ag community.
Man, no doubt. So, I mean, Hudson Hill, who works with University of Wyoming with agriculture. We have Joe Neal, one of our largest cattle ranchers here in the valley, a couple of independent, you know, agriculture, kind of, I call them kind of homegrown garden, you know, people with the innovative hoop houses that you're seeing in town. Terry Law, who's, goodness, he taught a greenhouse class that I went through a few weeks back, and he is just a plethora of information. So just a lot of good people. Oh, and of course, Jody Shumway, our amazing dairy farmer here in the valley. So just an amazing opportunity for everybody to come out, come down to the Ford Theater, ask questions, participate, you know, and show these young people that they're being supported and that this is important to our community.
And just to reiterate what you referenced there, this specific panel is open to the entire community. It's not for those that are currently in the course, right?
That's right. Yeah. Last time we did just kind of have the actual in-person just for the class, but I kind of want to open it up to the public and see the response there. We did have quite a few people on the live stream though for the last panel, so that was great. We'll still have it available for the live stream for those people who don't want to come out 6:30 at night. I get it. So we'll have that live stream access. But please come on out, you know, join us. Meet some of these young people who are going through this program. It's amazing.
Michael Horn with the Guiding Star Strategy Group and this Agriculture Leadership of Star Valley live stream discussion panel at the Ford Theater, 6:30 to 8 p.m. this Thursday. And of course, broadcast live on SVI Media as well. Michael, anything we missed that you wanted to mention today?
No, I think we got it all. I'd just love to thank all of our sponsors. You know who you are. It's a long list. Duke, of course, want to thank SVI and all of their support with our program.
You betcha. Absolutely. That's Michael Horn and the Guiding Star Strategy Group. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.